We all like to give credit to information, that we feel this information is something so powerful and so beneficial in our lives. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. We all like to give credit to things that are really not worthy of having our credit. Think about it once. What is it that we want to do? We think we're intelligent people. We've talked a lot about the stem cells and how wonderful they are. And we have, before the stem cells, spoken our word and said our word brings results in our life by what we speak our word for. And then we hear about the stem cells and we realize that thousands of stem cells are born in our brain every single day, waiting for us to tell the undifferentiated cells what to do. And science finds also that there are more millions, billions of cells born throughout our body every day, just waiting to be told what to do. And these cells are just waiting to respond to whatever our desire for them is. If we give them a negative environment, then they will live negative experiences, and we will live in a limited life. We will be human beings rather than our divine being that we are. Now, how do we change that attitude? How do we get more benefit from the stem cells that are in us? Well, it really doesn't matter what we want to call them. We can call them anything under the sun. We can say stem cells, we can say divine cells, and we can say our God self. We can say all those wonderful things, and really none of them make any difference. Who are we? Are you a charismatic, beautiful person that just loves yourself, loves life, and is out enjoying every moment of it, finding peace wherever you go, bringing the sparkle of your attention, bringing the sparkle of your love wherever you are? What do you think your stem cells are doing when you're doing that? Your stem cells are getting all excited about life. Your stem cells are getting all excited about all the things that you're doing. Your stem cells are saying, oh boy, okay, that's who we are. We're happiness. You can be sure that a person who has a happy charisma about himself has happy stem cells. A person who has a wholeness charisma about himself has wholeness stem cells that are only interested in whole and perfect body. Our stem cells really are not where our consciousness need be. It's a nice thought. It's a nice thought. When you say to your child, come here, you want your child to come. You have given the child a command, come here. And the child has no authority to not come. As long as they're a child in your household and part of your family, and you say come, you want them to come. Now, if the child is recalcitrant and decides it's not going to do what you want it to do, and you must be more firm with the child, you must be more firm. You don't have to hit them. You don't have to deny them privileges. You just be more firm, and you're more firm with yourself. You say, come, and you visualize that child coming when you say, come. And when you do this lovingly, positively, wonderfully, the child will come. Now, if the child knows your word has no power, your word has no authority, your word has no definiteness, it won't come. Your stem cells, when they think that you want to be sick, then they are sick with you, because that's what they're doing. Your body, when you think your body is an unhappy body, your body responds as an unhappy body because that's what you have thought in your mind about your body. That's what you have thought to your child. I don't really expect you to come when I call. I just call because I sort of want you to come, but I know you're not going to come because you don't behave. You don't pay attention to me. You don't listen to me. But when you have thoughts like that going through your mind, you are certainly not an authority figure. You're not a person who is in charge. And if I am not a person who's in charge, how can I expect my world to respond to my request for it? How can I expect my world to respond for whatever it is that I would have it do? We have so much fun playing our games with medicine, playing our games with aspirins, playing our games with acupuncture and acupressure, playing our games with all sorts of word games. We have so much fun with that, and we think, oh, wow, isn't that great? Isn't that fantastic? Well, that is merely an effect. All of these things that we are thinking about, the stem cells, the medicine, the word that we speak, they're all just effects. But what is the cause that we put in motion? The cause that we put in motion is what goes on in our mind, what goes on in our thought. Do we think we are a charismatic person? Do we think that we are a loving person? Do we think that we are a person who, when we speak our word, it is paid attention to? Are we a person of conviction? Are we a person who, whenever we make a choice, that choice is instantly done in our thinking before it ever gets out to the drawing board? It's done in our thinking before it ever becomes a thought. It's done in our thinking before it becomes a thought. That's right. Because you cannot have a thought unless you were thinking about it before you had the thought. You cannot have the thought of being happy before you had happiness inside of your consciousness, before you had the condition of happiness, the attitude of happiness, the awareness of happiness. Our individual thinking, our individual life, what I do inside of my brain, what I do inside of my thinking system, that is what controls and directs and puts everything into right order in my life and in my affairs. What sort of thinking do I allow myself to have? What sort of thinking do I direct my attention to? Do I direct my attention to some outer creative expression of stem cells in my body? These stem cells that are in my body and they're proliferating, they are gaining a foothold, they are everywhere, and there are good stem cells and bad stem cells, stem cells that are directed to do good things and stem cells that are directed to do other things. Now, where do I give my attention? If I am one-pointed and I am always thinking about how wonderful life is, if I am one-pointed and I'm always recognizing who and what I am, I'm always knowing that I am divine order, I am peace, I am love, I am unconditional love, I am unconditional love, I am unconditional love. Wow! Do you know what unconditional love is? Do I know what unconditional love is? I certainly haven't the vaguest idea. I like it, though. What I do sort of put for definitions on unconditional love are things that I like. Unconditional love is loving the world I created because I created it. No other reason. I created it. I love it. I create everything that goes on in the world. I create the wars in the world. You say, oh, I don't want wars. Well, then I don't think about wars. I think about peace. So I create the peace in the world. Oh, I see. So if I think I create the wars, then I create the wars. If I think I create the peace, then I create the peace. Is that how it works? Oh, yes. That's how it works. Simple, beautiful, wonderful. I can play the game of outer effects directing my activity, but these outer effects had no effect until my thought gave them power to have an effect. If we were unconscious, we would not know anything that's going on in the world, and we would not be disturbed by it. We would not have any attention to it whatsoever. But when we are conscious, we choose to be conscious of things, of whatever it is we want to. Now, what is it that you and I choose to be conscious of? Do we choose to be conscious of beautiful, powerful, wonderful, worthwhile things? Or do we choose to be conscious of the doctor's medicine, the psychiatrist's discussion with us, the pills that we get from the health food stores? Are we interested in what other people are doing to us, the foods that we eat? Are we putting so much attention on the foods that we eat and then not realizing that it's the thoughts that we eat that are far more important than any food we could ever put in our mouth? The thoughts that we think are far more important than any pill we could ever get from any doctor. The thoughts that we think are far more important than any life that we live. Oh, I would give my life for you. I would die for you. I would do... Don't ask for those opportunities. I live for you. I live for me. I am such an unconditionally loving person that everybody thinks I'm wonderful. Now, I don't care whether other people think I'm wonderful or not. I am unconditionally loving. And to be unconditionally loving is what makes the world a harmonious thing. What makes the world go round, what makes people love one another. When people have unconditional love with each other, they love each other. When people have conditional love, then there is conditional love. Then it was based upon conditions. It's based upon, if you love me, I'll love you. If you do this for me, I'll do that for you. And is that what we really mean? Is that the direction that we want to go? Well, if it's the direction we want to go, we are certainly doing the right thing by not taking charge of our every thought, by not taking charge of our every attitude, by not taking charge of our every awareness of the universe that we have created inside and outside of us. If in the world about me I see something that is something I don't approve of, I don't say I don't approve of it. I just do things I approve of. I say if a person is, for instance, scratching their head, and I don't approve of that, because there's a time to scratch your head and there's a time not to. And in private you scratch your head if you wish, but in public you don't scratch your head. So, I see that person harmonious with every cell of their body, just joyously overwhelmed with unconditional love. That person is just so peaceful and so harmonious with themselves. So peaceful, so harmonious, so peaceful, so harmonious, so peaceful, so... I keep saying that, I affirm it. I'm not against the scratching their head. I am in harmony with their being harmonious with themselves, peaceful with themselves. I don't say stop scratching your head in public because that is not an acceptable thing to do. I say, I see everything you do harmonious and beautiful. I see you a perfect blending factor in public and private. I see you as the ideal human being, the ideal, oh, divine being. Let's go the whole route right away. I see you the ideal divine being. And whatever is right for them to do, they'll do. Whatever is right for you to see, you will see. Whatever is right for you to hear or speak or act upon, you'll act upon it, because you are that divine being. You are the allness. You are the oneness. We can name things in the outer. We can name our stem cells. We can name our body. We can name our genes and our chromosomes. Oh, boy, do we love to play with those genes and chromosomes. Goodness sakes. And we think that's so fantastic. Well, science is coming up again and again and again. People with the same genes and same chromosomes do not have the same experiences. It's something other than the physiology of their body. It's the mentality of their beingness. It is what goes on in their thinking system. The more we recognize that it's that, the less attention we'll pay to these outer games. Oh, we may pay attention to outer games because we need a little boost, because we've been so long in putting impositive or imperfect attitudes in motion. I received from one of my students, it's called The Imperfect Life. And it was a beautiful series of pictures and statements of how life has its imperfection and we should just learn to live with it. And it makes us human. It makes us delightful. It makes us wonderful. And it was not my choice. The pictures were glorious. So I found a way to press a button and allow me to change the wording of every one of the pictures. And so for each picture, I wrote a positive statement. I took the theme that the other writer had taken, and I wrote it in a positive way. I gave it a positive impact, and I made everything be something glorious and magical and wonderful. And when I got done doing it and looked it over, I thought, wow, isn't that great? Isn't that super? And it was. It was great. It was super. The other one was excellent, showing the imperfect life, showing the human life. And mine was super, showing the divine life, showing whatever we think about, whatever we put our attention to, wherever we take our thoughts, that is what we experience. We are the only ones who make decisions in our life as to where our life is going to go. And we make that decision based upon what we allow to be in our thinking system. Whatever we allow to be in our thinking system, that is what we empower to be in charge of our world. Is our charisma a loving, winning charisma? Is our attitude toward ourself that we are good and very good people? Is our every motion in life dedicated, predicated, and showing the way to everything good and beautiful? If this is where we are, if this is how we live our life, if this is how we walk the path, then we can be sure our charisma will be so sparkling. We won't have to say one word. People will just look at us and they will know who we are, because we outshine who we are. And also, we'll be living in a world that'll be a reflection of who we are. And we'll be living in a body that's a reflection of who we are. And, wow, that is really good and very good. My beloveds, it's a joy to spend a few moments with you now and then. Because I'm spending a few moments showering you with my unconditional love. And I do that eternally. I love you. I love you. I love you.